Hi, everyone. Oh, I may have to move the fan over a little bit. Sounds like I'm in a wind tunnel. Okay, that's much better. Sorry about that. Hi, everyone. This is the July 7th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. Thank you so much for listening today. And it is hot. Very, very hot here in New York City and in the Northeast, the East Coast. We're getting slammed here with triple-digit temperatures. I believe today is going to hit 98, but it's going to feel more like 102 or something ridiculous. It's just been, wow, incredibly hot. And this room where my computer is doesn't have air conditioning, although I do have air conditioning on in the other room, and it's kind of funneling back here. But I had the fan on, so if you heard that weird background noise just a second ago, yes, that was the fan on. And it's still on, but just not on me at the moment. So I apologize for that little noise. Anyway, thank you for your patience. I know it's been a little while since the last podcast, and I'm going to talk about that as we look into the news and notes section of the podcast today. Some good developments have come up, very good developments, and I'm just taking it all in stride, of course, especially with today's very hot, steamy hot, sticky hot weather. And if you're listening to this today, and if you're affected by the current heat wave, please exercise caution. Make sure that you drink plenty of liquids, water in particular, very important. Make sure that you are in shaded areas. If you are not near any place that has access to air conditioning, get yourself to a movie theater or to a mall or to a supermarket so you can cool off if you're able to. Take a nice little dip in the pool, because the body reacts when it's overheated and you can end up with heat stroke, and that's not a good thing. So please exercise caution. Take care of your pets in particular. Very important to take care of the pets, the elderly, the young ones, the young children, during this current heat wave, because when the body is overheated, it can really spell disaster depending on the condition of the person it's being affected by. Okay, so that was my public service announcement for today. Okay, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about some news and notes. Then I have a reading request for Steven. Then I have some upcoming psychic events. Then I have a reading request for Rebecca. And today's spirit message, don't sweat. All is well. And that's quite appropriate given the recent heat wave here. I really didn't have a particular topic to discuss in today's podcast, but I do want to bring to your attention a few things. First of all, the podcast itself is going on summer hiatus again. I sometimes do this, I think the last time the podcast was on summer hiatus was about 2008, or maybe last year. Well, last year I was moving, so. So that means no new podcasts will be recorded until the beginning of September. So this is the last podcast for the summer. After which, the podcast is taking a break, it's going to be on a little siesta, and it's going on hiatus until the beginning of September, with hopefully a new format, hopefully, perhaps some new guests. I never really had guests on podcasts before, so I'm working on that. Maybe even a new intro, theme music. So, looks like good changes are happening for the podcast, but first and foremost, it's going on summer break, it's going on hiatus, and won't be produced until at least the beginning of September. Now, that doesn't mean that my activities are going to be on hiatus until September. I'm still going to be active. I'm still available for client readings, private readings by phone, by Skype, in person here at the Enchanted Studio or elsewhere, accessible by public transit. And I also have some radio show appearances coming up between now and August. So I'm going to be active. I'm still going to be out there, but yet the podcast itself is on summer hiatus until the beginning of September. See you in September. Now, the next bit of news I have here is that I have two new additions to my family. For those of you who are friends of mine on Facebook, you know that I have brought home, well, actually they came home, this past Saturday, my two new kitty friends named Francine and Gigi. Francine is the mother. She's about 2 years old and very shy and very not so sociable right now. And her daughter Gigi, who's about 3 months old, I guess three going on 4 months old. Gigi is very precocious and quite ambitious and very, I mean, she's still not too sure about me yet, and that's understandable. There's still that whole trust factor that we're working on between Francine, her mom, Gigi, and me. But Gigi seems to be, of course, she's a baby, she's quite active. And she's got a rambunctious appetite, and she seems to have a very rambunctious personality. And very much the explorer, so I wouldn't be surprised she was born probably during the time of Aries, I guess. Maybe Pisces or Aries. I'm not too sure. If she's about 3 to 4 months old at this time, then she was probably born in April sometime. Or late March. But, but Gigi is quite a character. And so is Francine. But I don't know Francine that well yet, because Francine is sort of keeping herself quite isolated. She has Solace, I believe, under my couch. And she only comes out during the night when she thinks I'm asleep. Only thing is that Francine has not been fixed yet, so I don't know if she's in heat right now. But she seems to make these little cries at night. About 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I get up like, okay, Francine, what is it now? What do you need? So that's been very interesting. My sleep has been off for like the last 2 nights, because I'm like up until like 3, 4 o'clock in anticipation of, you know, Francine having a moment or two. And the way that Gigi reacts to her mother is like, oh, come on, Mom! What are you doing? There's so much to see in this place, and we're not in any danger. So it's interesting seeing these two new kitties getting accustomed to their new home. I want to thank Jacqueline and Frank for bringing Francine and Gigi home on Saturday. And I know that Maggie the cat in heaven is really behind this in spirit, so to speak, orchestrating this from behind the scenes. Because there are a lot of things that Gigi has done, or is doing, I should say, which reminds me of how Maggie used to be many years ago when she was at that age, or a little bit older than that. Very precocious and getting into everything and just checking everything out. And, you know, yeah, those are my two new fur babies, Francine and Gigi. I've already posted pictures of them on my Facebook page. And if you are not my Facebook friend, then I encourage you to sign up and look for me, Dana333444, on Facebook. You have to tell me that you found out about when you submit a friend request via Facebook. Please mention that you heard about me on the podcast. I've had a few people send in Facebook requests, and I don't approve everyone because I'm not sure who they are. Unless they are mutual friends or friends I already know, or my current friends on Facebook. If they're mutual friends, then I'll say, okay, well, I guess this person's okay, I'll approve them. But if you're sending me a Facebook friend request out of the blue, and I don't know who you are, I'm not going to approve you, because that's just me. I can't approve everyone. So please, if you're interested in being my friend on Facebook and want to know the latest of what's going on in my life, Please mention that you heard about me on this podcast, and that way you'll get approved instantly. Okay. So, as far as news and notes are concerned, the podcast is on summer hiatus until September, roughly, the beginning. And I have two new fur babies here at home, Francine and Gigi. They're both mixed tabbies. They have those tiger stripes, very beautiful colors. Gigi's the more playful of the two, of course. Mom is not having it right now. She still wants to go out in the night and mix and mingle with the boy cats. And I said, not around here you are. You're going to get fixed real soon. So, and that's about that. Alrighty. Moving right along. I can't stay in this room too much, too long, I should say. Even though there's a fan on, it's still quite hot in here. And you may still hear the fan noise in the background. Again, I apologize for that, but I really have no choice. It's quite warm back here. Reading request for Steven. Date of birth, March 27, 1963. His question is, when and how do I connect with my spirit guide? Well, Steven, that's all dependent on you and where you are in life and finding a quiet time out of your busy, hectic life to meditate and reflect on connecting with your spirit guides. Spirit guides are basically those in the spirit realm who have likely existed on Earth before at least one time. That seems to be my definition of spirit guides. They've had human experience, and they may have a little bit of an ego, but not all spirit guides had human experiences here on Earth. Some spirit guides never, ever, ever existed on this earthly plane, and basically stayed in a realm of the above, or in the divine. In your case, Stephen, I believe that your spirit guides have lived here on Earth before, and you might have interacted with them in the previous life, only they chose to stay in the realm of spirit upon their death, their physical death. You can connect with them anytime, any place. I mean, there isn't a manual or a textbook in terms of how to best connect with your spirit guides. I mean, you can read from different metaphysical and spiritual authors how to best connect with your spirit guides, but I believe there is no one particular way. It's basically dependent on where you are spiritually, how open you are to receiving messages from your spirit guides, and in establishing a connection that way. I do get about you, Steven, is that you're going through a series of events, I would have to say, in your life right now in terms of going through a lot of emotional release. I believe that you are going through a lot of changes, and this has to do with relationships. And this meant that you would have to see people for who they really are, and at times it came across as being quite disappointing when people that you have once trusted showed their true colors, and then you realize that their intentions were not always for the best. And I felt that you've been let down, you've been disappointed, especially in relationships. And this is actually opening up for you the opportunity to meet new people. People with similar interests, people of like minds, people that you can bond with in groups or over the internet or however you decide to go about doing this. So I believe that you're actually going through a big, big shift. You're going through an enormous transformation right now. And I believe that you are very emotional, you're very driven, And I see that you're very creative. You're a hard worker. Okay, you like to keep things as stable as possible, although there has been a little bit of instability in your life as of late. So, if this makes any sense to you, Stephen, then now would be a good time for you to begin daily meditation, and that can help bring about the connection to your spirit guides. I believe there is definitely a male spirit guide around you, definitely a male, a strong, authoritative male, someone who's kind of like a big brother to you. So I don't know if you have, let's say, like an uncle or a cousin or older brother already in spirit, but this person is coming through like the big brother. Someone who is very energetic, someone who is very like, come on, man! You can do this. You don't need those people anymore. However this comes through. So if you can just start devoting some time to meditate on a daily basis, and you don't have to strain or force or push the appearance of your spirit guide to come forward. Just let it be gentle and subtle. Let it come to you naturally and organically. And you can very well put a name with the spirit guide, whatever the spirit guide tells you. I was getting a male spirit or a male form of a spirit guide for you, someone who is obviously on the other side, I believe. And just continue to go with the flow of these changes that you're processing right now. And, you know, I know it's been a very hard time for you is what I'm getting here, and at times things don't make a whole lot of sense, and maybe even certain people around you, their actions didn't make a whole lot of sense either. But then again, it's allowing you to really open your eyes to what's transpiring in your life and what you're able to take it all in stride, and you open your heart and you open your mind to endless possibilities that spirit wants you to know. Then you'll be able to best connect with your spirit guides. And when can be any time, any place, anywhere. Meditation is always the key to help you connect with your spirit guides. How? Again, just be open and use a little bit of imagination. Use a little bit of creativity when you are connecting with your spirit guides. You know, what comes to mind? Do you get a person's demeanor? Do you get the person's type of dress? Do you get this person's physical appearance? Do they have blonde hair and blue eyes? Do they have dark hair and dark eyes? It's entirely dependent on you. So let your imagination flow, and that's going to help you to best get a clear idea of who your spirit guide is or who your spirit guides are. Okay, Stephen? And I hope that has helped you. Thank you so much for your question. And even though the podcast is on summer break, still, please send in your questions. You never know. I may just surprise you with a free reading during the summer break. So send your first names and complete dates of birth, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Continue sending in your questions, please, even though the podcast itself is on summer break. Then at least I'll have some questions ready for September, or I may even just surprise you with a free reading. So make sure that your email address is accurate as well. You're going to be like, huh? And likely the free reading may come in the form of an email, if anything. During the summer break. So please continue sending in your questions for free readings for the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast. All right. Okay. I am in the breeze of the fan. I'm sorry, I have to put the fan on me, so you may just have to bear with me for a little while longer because it's a little warm in this back room. Sound kind of like, oh well, let me just move this over a little bit, that should help. Okay, moving right along. Upcoming psychic events. All right, well, I will continue having the free spirit gatherings here at the Enchanted Studio during the summer. If it's too warm in the back room where we usually have our get-togethers, then we'll just have to mingle in the front part of the house where there is air conditioning. And the space is large enough for at least, 12 to 15 people. Now, the upcoming dates for the free spirit gatherings here at the Enchanted Studio are Sunday, July 18th, and Sunday, July 18th and Sunday, August 15th from 3 to 6 p.m. here at the Enchanted Studio in the Bronx. Now, these free spirit gatherings are, as they say they are free. Now, you do have to RSVP because there is a limit on how many people can attend. You can RSVP in two ways. You can do so by calling 917-686-7192, 917-686-7192, or you can go to our Meetup group page on meetup.com, and that's meetup.com/north-nyc-lightworkers. So it's meetup.com/north-nyc-lightworkers. And there you just, if you're not already a member of that particular meetup group, then you can apply for membership and you'll be approved almost instantly. And if you're in the New York area, particularly in the areas of the Bronx, Upper Manhattan, Westchester, or all points in between, then you can very well attend our gatherings. And the gatherings are here at the Enchanted Studio. No more than at least 12 to 15 people per get-together, and I will be on hand to give on-the-spot intuitive channeled readings. No cards, no runes, nothing of the sort. Pure, straight, sheer clairvoyance. And then we'll just, we'll first begin with the meditation. Then we'll take a break. Then I do the readings. And then we just, bounce some ideas around. And that's it. All done within 3 hours. Sunday, July 18th and Sunday, August 15th from 3 to 6 p.m. here at the Enchanted Studio. For more information, you can call 917-686-7192. You can go to meetup.com, /north-nyc-lightworkers. Or you can go to www.northnyclightworkers.net. Okay, moving right along. I am going to be a guest on another show on Blog Talk Radio. I believe it's Blog Talk Radio. They're talking about changing formats, but I'm not sure when that becomes effective. But the name of the program is Ask Our Intuitives, hosted by April Kay. And I was on the show already back on June 28th. It was a very interesting show because April Kay is a hoot. I couldn't keep up with her energy. It was kind of like, yeah, okay. But the name of the show is Ask Our Intuitives on Blog Talk Radio. I'm scheduled to be a guest on the following dates: July 12th, July 26th, August 9th, and August 30th from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So you go to blogtalkradio.com/askourintuitives on July 12th, July 26th, August 9th, and August 30th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and I will be there as guest. The show is hosted by the comical yet very spiritual April Kay. She's a hoot. She is definitely a hoot. So definitely tune in, call the show, get a free reading, be amused, and there you are. And lastly, for upcoming psychic events, because of the recent success of the first Enchanted Studio Psychic Fair, which took place nearly 2 weeks ago, and it was a success, much to our surprise. We had people coming in from Queens. We're like, wow. It was very, very successful. The next psychic fair is taking place on Saturday, September 18th, from 12:30 to 6 p.m., also here at the Enchanted Studio. And for more information about the psychic fair, go to northnyclightworkers.net. For more information, it's free admission. And just to get in and look around and talk to the intuitives and readers and healers on hand. And the sessions are $20 for 15 minutes or $40 for 30 minutes. And we had so much fun. And we were really... And it was hot back here. It was a warm day. Not as warm as it is today, but it was warm back here. We were like, wow. But we had such a good time, even despite of it, of how warm it was back here. We all still had a good time, and we were very pleased with the turnout. So, the Enchanted Studio Psychic Fair, Saturday, September 18th, from 12:30 to 6 p.m. Come on out, and if you're in the area, have yourself a good time. Get yourself a reading or a Reiki attunement, and we will definitely see you there. And that's it for now. Now, as I said, because the podcast is on summer break until the beginning of September, and if you still want to know what's going on with me, any recent info, Facebook is the way to go. If you just send in a Facebook friend request to Dana333444, then you'll get the latest. I also have what they used to call it a fan page, but now they call it something else, like a like page or something. Whatever. And on the fan page, you can also get the latest stuff, or the like page, whatever they call it. And I'm also on Twitter, where you can get also very recent stuff that's going on with me. Twitter.com/Dana333444. So those are the two best ways to stay in touch with yours truly while the podcast is on summer hiatus until September. Okie dokie. Next, I have a reading request for Rebecca. And Rebecca, thank you very much for your delightful email. I am very honored to have given you a reading before 2 years ago on this very same podcast. So thank you for coming back again. And it's kind of I just wanted to make a slight interruption here. I don't mind when people, the same people, submit. Okay, let me just rephrase then. Stop, rewind. Okay, when the same people ask for free readings on the podcast, I don't mind if they do it once in a while, once in a blue moon, maybe like once every 6 months, once every year. But the same people are asking questions every month, every 2 months, every 3 months for a free reading. That's where I draw the line. It's a lot of energy and a lot of time to be given the same reading, so this is why, for those who have done that, I ask that you reserve a private consultation with me instead. Like I said, if you want a free reading on this podcast, and if you want to do it every 6 months, every year, that's fine. But if it gets into a habit of almost every month, or every other month, or every 3 months, then I'm not going to acknowledge your request. You're going to have to either wait, or you're going to have to get a private reading with me through my website, intuitivedana.com. So in this case, Rebecca last had a free reading on this podcast 2 years ago. So Rebecca, welcome back. This time, she's asking about her young daughter, Francesca. And Francesca has a very angelic date of birth. Get this. And Francesca was born April 4th, 2004. 4-4-4. Now, if you have Angel Numbers by Doreen Virtue, you know that 444 is the number of being surrounded by the angels. So, little Francesca here, well, obviously, her date of birth is no coincidence. She's a little angel she's a big angel in a little body right now, since she just turned six. Mama Rebecca knows that her daughter is special and wants to know if I could pick up anything about her. Well, as I said, she was born 444. 4/4/2004. So, she's definitely an archangel. And, well, I shouldn't say an archangel, but she definitely has angel wings in a little human body right now, and she's still continuing to grow. I don't believe she is autistic, and I don't believe she has ADHD either. Is she psychic and intuitive? Yes, very much so. She's very creative. She needs to be highly stimulated. So, and I believe that she's somewhat advanced beyond her years. She might only be 6 now, but I wouldn't be surprised that she has the mindset and cognitive abilities of an 11-year-old. Maybe even a 12-year-old. She seems to be very advanced. I wouldn't be surprised that she has already started to read. I believe that she's quite picky with her food. I believe that she daydreams quite a bit. She just needs to be a little bit more motivated since she is an Aries. She needs constant stimulation. And if she's somewhat bored all the time, or she appears to be bored in school, well, that's because, you know, she's a 6-year-old who's ready to do schoolwork of what we call here in the States of a 6th grader, or a child in the 6th grade. She's very advanced, and she's spiritually developed, that's for sure. I believe she's also mentally developed beyond her years. And, you know, other than that, Rebecca, the only thing I can suggest is seeing that she can somehow be evaluated by the school system in her area so that she might be eligible for advanced studies. So making her IQ is tested, because I believe that she may have a very high IQ. And just see where she is with her cognitive skills, her reading, her mathematics, all that other fun stuff. But spiritually, spiritually she's pretty much in tune with her vibration. You can call upon Archangel Metatron to assist you and Francesca with this little learning curve, if you will, to see where she best fits in school or with other children. Call upon Metatron for that. And just continue to observe her. But she needs stimulation. And you know what? How you can stimulate her the best is by I believe there are oracle cards made just for children. I believe Doreen Virtue has a set of oracle cards designed specifically for children. I just saw it the other day on her YouTube cast. Oh, I can't think of it. Not the goddesses, not the mermaids. What is it called? But Doreen Virtue, I know she has a set of oracle cards designed specifically for children. If you can get that for Francesca, I believe that's going to open her up a lot more with her intuitive abilities. I know Wayne Dyer also has either books or cards, but I believe books for children. And, you know, and keep engaging her in different activities. You know, in nature, let's say, for instance, or you know, and talk to her. Talk to her about who she, you know, about her friends, whether they are real friends or imaginary. Okay, just so that she can communicate what she senses, what she gets, who she knows. But she's got a very sharp mind, that's for sure, and a very sharp tongue at times. So she's definitely not autistic, that's for sure. She's quite brilliant. So you may have a little prodigy on your hands as well, Rebecca. So please keep us posted with your daughter Francesca and let us know how things are coming along with her. I believe she's been put on this earth to do great things, and she needs a little bit of a boost right now in terms of getting herself stimulated and motivated creatively. So, and see about having her IQ tested, because I think that the results may be quite surprising. Well, not to me, maybe not to you, but if she's, I have a feeling that she may just, she's advanced. I mean, there's no way about it. She's really advanced for her age, so. But thank you very much, Rebecca, for your question. And once again, if you out there would like to have a free reading on this podcast, send first name, complete date of birth, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And as I mentioned just before, the podcast is on hiatus until September. We're taking a break for the summer. So continue sending in your questions anyway. I might surprise you with a free email reading, so do that. Continue sending your questions and making sure that your email address is current. Okay, I know this is going to be a bit of a short podcast, so it's warm in here. I'm starting to, like, I'm drinking water and I'm still a little bit drenched. I'm surprised Gigi hasn't been in here to observe this room like she's been doing lately. But I do want to end the podcast with a message from the Archangels, particularly Archangel Jeremiah. And he says, all is well. Now, in the midst of this current heat wave, don't sweat the small stuff. All is well. And Jeremiah says that everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. So, in this heat wave, don't try to fix everything. Don't try to manipulate everything. Don't try to control everything. Don't sweat it as much as you can. Don't sweat it. All is well. Whatever is happening in your life right now, just take a deep breath and know that the universe is working on your behalf to resolve all matters, to resolve all situations now for the best and highest good of everyone involved. And everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. All is well. And hey, I still haven't found a job yet, and I've been out of work almost 3 months. Am I worried? No sweat. All is well. Okay? Alrighty. Well, friends, this is the last podcast until September. We're going on break for the summer, but please stay in touch with me through my website, intuitivedana.com, through northnyclightworkers.net, through Facebook and Twitter at Dana 333-444. And the podcast may have a completely different look and sound and overhaul between now and September, or it may not. We'll see, but continue sending in your questions. I may just surprise you with a free email reading. So until September, and stay cool during this current heat wave. Peace, many blessings, and love and light to you. Namaste.
I'll be alone each and every night while you're away, don't forget to write.
Goodbye at the station.
Bye, baby, goodbye.
Summer.
So long.